time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 86. Tonight, clear with a low of 66. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The USDA says the sign-up deadline for the Conservation Reserve Program current general sign-up is this Friday. The FSA made several changes to CRP to make it more appealing to producers, including those who are historically underserved, beginning and veterans. The USDA set a goal of enrolling up to 4 million new CRP acres by raising payment rates and expanding incentives offered under the program. CRP is capped at 25 million acres for FY21. 20.7 million acres were enrolled in mid-July, and the cap will increase to 27 million acres by FY23. More information on the program can be found at fsa.usda.gov/CRP or by contacting a USDA service center. More news next.
And welcome back. It's time now for everyone's favorite segment, Jokes from Kids of the Orthopedic Staff at Wabash General Hospital. First off, here's Kellen Slater, the son of Dr. Karsten Slater.
What unit of measurement do you use to weigh bones? Skeletons.
Folks, if you have any issues with your bones, it's no joking matter. Call Wabash General Hospital Orthopedics, 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital, people you know and their kids, helping people you love.
In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested 19-year-old Bonnie resident Norman W. Overturf last night on a Wayne County warrant for criminal sexual abuse. Overturf was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $1,520 bond. Deputies also arrested 32-year-old Fairfield resident Amber M. Webb last night on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on charges of failure to yield and operating an uninsured vehicle. She was held, pending the posting of $345 bond. Wayne City Police arrested 23-year-old Wayne City resident Matthew L. Frazier on a Wayne County warrant for theft, and he was released after posting $1,020 bond. The Edwards County 4-H Dog Show was held last night, and Adeline McCaleb was named Dog Care Champion. She was awarded a trophy donated by First Bank Grayville. Kaylee Vallette was Reserve Dog Care Champion. In the obedience portion, Quade Sawyer was named Beginning Novice 1 Champion and received a trophy donated by Prairie Farm Dairy Olney. Kira Willett received the Beginning Novice 1 Reserve Champion ribbon. In Beginning Novice 2, Vallette won the champion trophy, donated by Ingram Meredith Funeral Home, and was named Novice Champion, receiving a trophy donated by Jerry Crissell. Shauna Zielstra judged the show. Evaluations for the upward soccer season are set for Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church. The season is open to boys and girls entering pre-K through 8th grade this fall, but they must be 4 years old by October 1st. Fees are $50, and shorts may be purchased for an additional $15. Registration forms can be completed before the mandatory evaluations at registration.upward.org/UPW80370. That link can be found on our headlines page. The season will kick off with practices the week of August 29th. The first game day will be September 11th, and the season will end October 16th. Well-known Southern Gospel singers Jeff and Sherry Easter will be in concert at the Cisney Reunion at the Cisney Park at 7 p.m. on August 11th. The concert is a free public event, and attendees are asked to bring lawn chairs. In the event of rain, the concert will be held at the Blue Point Church. The Easters met in August 1984 and performed as part of the Lewis family for several years before going out on their own in 1988. Their daughter Morgan joins them on vocals, along with her husband Landon Smith on drums, and cousin Jared Easter on steel guitar, acoustic, mandolin, and banjo. Jeff and Sherry Easter have won 9 Dove Awards and have received multiple Grammy nominations. They've also participated in the Gaither Homecoming video series since 1993. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education approved a back-to-school plan for the upcoming year at its meeting Monday night. District 112 will be fully open for in-person learning for all student attendance days, and remote instruction will only be made available for non-vaccinated or vaccine-ineligible students under quarantine, as directed by the County Health Department or IDPH. Barring an order from the State Board of Education or the Governor's Office, 112 will operate in accordance with CDC guidance adopted July 9th, meaning masks will be recommended but not required while indoors for students, staff, and visitors who are not fully vaccinated. Masks are also recommended for outdoor activities involving sustained close contact, but, again, they are not required. Unless exempt by CDC order, passengers and drivers must wear a mask on a bus, unless the driver is alone. Staff are to model support for and encourage students to be supportive of people who do continue to wear a mask. School will be in session from 8:10 to 3 at Northside and from 8:10 to 3:10 at Center Street. Screenings will be required before entering a building, and students with high temperatures must be taken home. There will continue to be an emphasis on washing hands at all grade levels, social distancing will be maintained in all areas to the best possible extent, and buildings will continue to undergo increased cleaning and sanitation. Student meals will be free for the school year due to USDA reimbursements. The district also says the athletic program will run as normal, and admission will be charged at indoor home sporting events. Registration for Fairfield Community High School students will be held Tuesday and Wednesday next week, and it can also be completed on fchsmules.com. Tuesday times will be 1 to 6, and Wednesdays will be 10 to 2 in the study hall. Masks are recommended for students and parents who have not been vaccinated. The technology fee for the year has been waived. Textbook fees are $50, paved parking fees are $25, and gravel parking fees are $15. Fees are non-refundable and may be paid online as well. Iconic Studio will be at FCHS to take photos, and there will be a makeup day later in the school year. Financial aid forms can be picked up at the school for fee waivers, and student insurance is optional, except for student athletes. Those students must purchase school insurance or have an insurance waiver on file. Freshmen must have physicals before registration and proof of Varivax immunization. Horizon Healthcare will be on site for physicals. Seniors must have proof of meningococcal vaccination. Transfer students may pre-register in the guidance office or schedule an appointment. Meet the Mules is tentatively planned for August 20th, and the first day of school for students will be a full day on August 16th. School will be 8:10 to 3 every day but Tuesday, which will be a late start day and will last from 9 to 3. The Albion Area Chamber of Commerce and West Salem Development Association are inviting professional plein air and amateur artists to the 2021 Edwards County Paintout. The event is set for September 25th at Country Financial Hall at the fairgrounds. Any artist planning to participate should complete a registration form by September 10th. Forms can be found on the Paintout Facebook page, or they can be obtained by contacting Avery Goodman at 445-7833. Canvas stamping will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and all canvases must be stamped prior to being painted. Painters will have a free lunch from 11 to noon, and the art show and sale will be from 6 to 8, with awards handed out at 8. Professional plein air awards include $250 for Best of Show, People's Choice, and Best of Edwards County, and $100 for Best of West Salem. Local amateur awards include $250 for Best of Show and Best of Edwards County, and $100 for People's Choice, Best of Albion, and Best of Bone Gap. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 745 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 6 additional deaths. Jefferson County added 9 cases. Statewide totals sat at 1,403,508 cases and 23,383 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 7.2% on July 17th, up from 7.1% on the 16th. Its 7-day average for ICU bed availability was 18%. The governor said last week he had no plans to reinstate mask mandates, but he said yesterday areas seeing a rise in COVID cases could see stricter mitigations. Some areas in western Illinois, especially bordering Missouri, have seen a spike in cases in recent weeks, as Missouri cases bleed over, per the governor. And southern Illinois has also seen an increase in positivity rates and COVID hospitalizations. State officials say the Delta variant continues to spread and has a higher transmissibility to impact more people at a time than previous variants. Above-average rainfall dominated last week, according to the latest statewide weekly crop report. we received the most rain in southern Illinois, but the statewide average was nearly 2.5 inches. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says corn was silking on 77% of acres, well ahead of the 5-year average.
9% of corn acres have reached the dough stage compared to 7 normally. The condition of the Illinois corn crop improved to 9% very poor to poor, 26% fair, and 65% good to excellent.
66% of soybeans were blooming.
20% of soybean acres are setting pods compared to 23 normally. Soybean conditions were reported as 11% very poor to poor, 29% fair, and 60% good to excellent. That is an improvement from the previous week.
The second cutting of alfalfa hay was 87% complete. Average statewide topsoil moisture sat at 1% very short, 7% short, 69% adequate, and 23% surplus. Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke with President Joe Biden last week about gun violence in Illinois. Kim Howard has more.
While in D.C., the governor says he stressed that the state is fully engaged and working with federal authorities to fight gun trafficking and illegal sales in Chicago and other parts of the state.
I also wanted him to know that we need, as I may ask for resources from the federal government for other parts of the state, that he was willing to be of assistance to us, and he is.
Illinois House Republicans held their own press conference to discuss the issue, saying recent laws targeting law enforcement are reducing public safety. House GOP leader Jim Durkin.
When you demoralize the men and women who wear the badge, it sends a message that makes it to the streets, and it is reflected in the surge of violence and the staggering number of criminal acts that we see day in, day out.
Durkin says the current justice system in Illinois prioritizes defendants over victims. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Crews are putting the final touches on Southern Illinois University's new dental clinic. The $11.5 million project was announced in 2019, and work began in 2020 with the demolition of an unused building in Alton. The Alton Telegraph says officials expect the School of Dental Medicine's new advanced care clinic to open to students next month. The clinic is anticipated to expand offerings, particularly for children. It will have 2 medical operating suites, where students and staff will be able to administer general anesthesia. The project was financed through a combination of grants, university funds, and external financing. SIU Carbondale also plans to hold an in-person open house for prospective students this Friday, its first since November 2019. The free, day-long event is for students who will be college freshmen in fall 2022 or later, as well as their families. It will be based in the Banterra Center and will include games, a student panel, campus and housing tours, academic showcases, and a resource fair. University personnel will also be on-site to answer questions. About 200 students and 200 guests are expected, and people wanting more information can go to myfuture.siu.edu. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Beat the heat with cold AC. Contact Brian right now or HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rude Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Expert. 0.00% financing. Call your local heating and cooling guy Brian right now or HVAC 214-2593.
Graver Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graver Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graver Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graverpost.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,768, up 256 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,574, up 75. September crude oil is at $70.45. That is up $3.25. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 98-year-old Flora resident Leslie Leland Coons died January 7th. Services for Leslie Coons will be held tomorrow at 2 at Elmwood Cemetery. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old Carmi resident Ronald Wayne Lamp died on Monday. Ron Lamp is survived by his mother Mary, wife Hyla, daughter Lindsay, siblings Richard and Diana, and 3 grandchildren. Services for Ron Lamp will be held at 10 o'clock on Friday at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Visitation will be tomorrow from 4 to 7, and burial will be in White County Memorial Gardens. Cook Funeral Chapel is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today calling for increasing cloud coverage with a high near 86. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 66. Thursday's calling for mostly sunny skies, high around 87 with a low near 68. There's a 20% chance of showers and storms on Friday, high of 88 with a low of 70, and sunny skies in the forecast for Saturday. Saturday's high 91 with a low around 73.
What makes the